Welcome to the Locked On Sooners Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, John Hoover.
It is Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm John Hoover, and for the next 30 minutes, I am in your ear. Monday, December 9th. We do this every single day. If you call yourself a Sooner fan, well, then you need to tell your friends, tell your family, heck, tell your Madagascar hissing cockroach that you are Locked On Sooners. Again, I'm John Hoover from 107.7, the franchise in Oklahoma City, 107.9, the franchise Tulsa. You should really go read my OU and my Big 12 columns and blogs at thefranchiseok.com and sportingnews.com, because as you know, it has been a crazy couple of days from OU winning its fifth straight Big 12 title to making the college football playoff for the fourth time in the last 5 years. I wrote about all of that, and you can find my sporting news stuff as well previewed at thefranchiseok.com. Just keep up with all my content on social media. On Twitter, I'm at John E. Hoover. On Facebook, I'm at John E. Hoover Media. And you can follow Locked On Sooners on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. Now listen, on my Twitter feed, you're going to find a few videos from Saturday. I'm down there in the scrum. I was right there when Lincoln Riley and Matt Rhule shook hands, got the post-game interview, all that stuff. Check that out on Twitter at John E. Hoover. And my YouTube channel is where you're going to find all the OU videos, interviews, press conferences, and a lot more. Just yesterday, I was in Grapevine, Texas, asking questions to College Football Playoff Executive Director Bill Hancock and Committee Chairman Rob Mullins. So to catch those interviews, just go over to YouTube and search for John Hoover. You'll find it. So today, the podcast changes. The season is over. College football is over. Now listen, college football is all about schedule, all about regimen, and on this day you do this, and on that day you do that. Well, covering the game for the last 23 years, that is how you approach it as a writer and as a broadcaster. Every Monday you do the same thing, every Tuesday you do the same thing, every Wednesday, and so on and so forth. But now, the Sooners have played their 12 games, and they've played the Big 12 championship. And they're on to the postseason, they're on to the college football playoff. There are no more weekly press conferences, so there are no more Saturday games either. No more post-practice interviews. So everything's changing a little bit today. Here's what we're going to do. You're still going to get my three big things because we have to talk about the 30-23 overtime victory over Baylor in the Big 12 championship game. I'm also going to give you my player of the game from Saturday. I'm also going to give you my take on the college football playoff rankings because, like I said, I was right there at the Gaylord Texan Hotel on Sunday, Grapevine, Texas, when Rob Mullins and Bill Hancock and those guys came out and announced the rankings and then had a press conference. Also today, we're going to hear from Lincoln Riley, and we're going to hear from some key players in the postgame press conference as well as Alex Grinch. If you'll just listen to Neville Gallimore and Kenneth Murray and Jalen Hurts, you're going to hear in their voice how much all of this means to them. It's pretty impressive. And then I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I voted for the Heisman Trophy today. If you stick around, you might just pick up a hint how I voted. Or maybe I'm getting really good at this and you might not. You're going to have to wait and see. So let's get this thing started. First things first, OU survived on Saturday at Jerry World. Another brawl with Baylor. OU was a 9-point favorite, but as I expected, they were my lock of the week to not cover that 9. They needed overtime to win the game 30-23. The Sooners dominated in the game, all aspects really, but two turnovers in the first half and two long passes in the second half made it a football game. For instance, let's do some stats. Sooners 433 yards, Baylor 265. OU 21 first downs, Baylor 8. OU 37 minutes time of possession, Baylor 23. Baylor averaged 1.2 yards per rush. Their quarterbacks completed just 9 of 27 passes. The Sooners had 15 tackles for loss, most they've had since Texas when that was 16. Only 22 of Baylor's 56 offensive plays produced positive yards. Think about that. I mean, it was a beatdown, an annihilation. Only, you know, it wasn't. But right now, I don't want to talk about stats. I want to talk about players. First off, on the Baylor side, Charlie Brewer, the quarterback, I think he's fantastic. He got hurt. He got hit in the head a couple times, actually, and he had to go sit down. Gary Bohannon comes in, backup quarterback. He runs around a little bit, throws a couple of lob passes, and, you know, Baylor goes into halftime with a 13-10 lead. But Matt Rhule said Gary Bohannon had a sore knee and couldn't really run around. And for a guy who's a runaround quarterback, that's not really very advantageous. So third stringer Jacob Zeno comes in. Only his second game of the year, he played the season finale against Kansas, 61-6. Remember that one? Kid's a true freshman. He's got a live arm. Well, he zips one across the middle to the running back, Tristan Ebner, and it's an 81-yard touchdown. And then a couple of possessions later, he throws it deep, throws a beautiful deep ball off his own 5-yard line, and it's a 78-yard catch by Chris Platt, and it looks like it's going to be a go-ahead touchdown with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Only it wasn't.
Player of the game.
You know what happened by now. Trey Brown chases down Chris Platt, saves the touchdown, the defense forces a field goal, and the game goes to overtime. Ladies and gentlemen, Trey Brown saved Oklahoma's season. According to Next Gen Stats, nextgenstats.com, Trey's maximum speed on that rundown was 23.3 miles per hour. How fast is that, you ask? Well, according to Next Gen Stats, the fastest player ever tracked in an NFL game was Tyreek Hill. Yeah, Tyreek Hill, who was clocked at 23.24 miles per hour in 2016. Trey Brown again, 23.3. So Trey Brown in that moment was faster than Tyreek Hill has ever been in an NFL game. Think about that for a second. I mean, that is exactly, and I mean exactly, the kind of effort and intensity and hustle and desire that Coach Alex Grinch has instilled in this defense. Without that play now, I'm not sure Oklahoma would have been able to march down the field in the final 5 minutes and score the winning touchdown. He saved the game. He put a championship banner on the wall. He put another trophy in the trophy case, and he sent the Sooners to the college football playoff. Trey Brown did. His rundown of Chris Platt, to me, that's going to live forever in OU history, just like his sack of Sam Ehlinger that produced a safety in the Big 12 championship game last year. Remember that one? Yeah, Trey Brown. Trey Brown didn't have a great game. I mean, he false started on a punt. Remember that? 5-yard penalty. A fumble on a punt coverage that bounced between his legs. He should have recovered it. He got beat once or twice in coverage, but damn if he didn't literally save the season.
Three big things.
Even after the Baylor field goal, the Sooners were able to flip the field thanks to a really nice play from Jalen Hurts to CeeDee Lamb. And then Reeves Munshaw had a hell of a game punting the football. He delivers a perfect punt to pin Baylor deep. I don't know the Sooners were going to march the length of the field on this Baylor defense in the final minutes of that game. So those two plays, the first down by CeeDee Lamb and the Reeves Munshaw punt, were huge. Otherwise, Baylor has half a field to work with, and who knows what happens. Okay, a couple other players I want to highlight. Kenneth Murray might have had, again, the best game of his career. 10 total tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 1 quarterback sack. Guys, I don't think I'm exaggerating or being a prisoner of the moment when I say he might just have played himself into the first round of the NFL draft these past 5 or 6 weeks. This guy has just been phenomenal. DeLaron Turner-Yell and Pat Fields have been, you know, widely panned this season, especially early on in the year, but they have gotten so much better almost every week, it seems. And those guys were absolutely fantastic in run support against Baylor. Still got some work to do in coverage, sure, no doubt, but they might have had their best game tackling. I don't think that's saying too much. And that is one of the things, remember now, that has been a bugaboo for that position for so long, is just plain tackling. Nick Benito was just ferocious at the defensive end, at rush end. He had 2 tackles for loss, 1.5 quarterback sacks. You talk about a guy now that has really grown into the position. I mean, it's terribly sad what happened to John Michael Terry. Season ended with an ACL, but Benito has really taken that opportunity and has really blossomed. Jalen Redmond was almost unblockable on Saturday. He had 3 tackles, but 2.5 were tackles for loss. He also had a quarterback sack, 1.5 quarterback sacks. The guy just wrecked Baylor's offensive game plan. And then on offense, Jalen Hurts wasn't bad at all. 17 out of 24 passing, 287 yards. He got sacked 3 times, lost a fumble that wasn't his fault, although you'd want him to have a little bit better pocket awareness there, maybe grab the football with both hands as the pocket's collapsing. His interception, way down in OU territory, though, was one of those horribly timed, horribly conceived throws that I know he wishes he had back. You say, Jalen, what were you thinking? I know I can't answer that, and I don't think Jalen can either. That was just a bad throw into coverage, terrible decision, terrible throw, terrible play for the Sooners all the way around. Kennedy Brooks was pretty good before he got hurt, but he never really seemed to shake Baylor's defense loose. Lincoln Riley said Sunday that he doesn't know yet what Kennedy Brooks' injury status is moving forward. Nick Basquin caught his first touchdown pass in 3 years. Remember back in 2016, Baker Mayfield's return game to Texas Tech in Lubbock? Yeah, so congrats to Nick Basquin finishing his 6th year of eligibility with a touchdown in the championship game. And then CeeDee Lamb, welcome back, huh? That's the difference one player can make. Imagine Oklahoma trying to win this game without CeeDee Lamb like they did in Waco a couple weeks back. CeeDee had 8 catches for 173 yards, and his first quarter catch and run, 71 yards, really, really set the tone, I think, for the OU offense and for the Baylor defense. Baylor realized at that point they're going to have to sacrifice some things coverage-wise and pass rush-wise to keep him from having just a massive day, and he still had a big day. Up next on the Locked On Sooners podcast, again, no Lincoln Riley presser this week, so the schedule's all changed. It's all messed up. We're going to have to improvise from here on out. So today, I'm going to play you some audio from the postgame press conference. Some really meaningful stuff in there. You're not going to want to miss it. All that's next on the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Hey, if you're a Spotify listener, use Spotify Wrapped to show us your top Locked In podcast for the year. Take a screenshot and tag us at Locked On Live and at Locked On Sooners on Twitter, and we will share and retweet.
Welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Talked with Rob Mullins and Bill Hancock on Sunday after they announced the college football playoff rankings. I asked both of them about the Oklahoma defense and how the Sooners, who now rank number 24 in the nation in total defense and lead the Big 12, how the Sooner defense is viewed by the committee. I mean, they jumped from last year 90 spots in the national defense rankings from 114th to 24th this season. In the past now, remember, Kirby Hocutt, they couldn't help but talk disparagingly about the OU defense. Historic offense, yes, but a one-dimensional team. Still, got to put them in the playoff. Even Jeff Long, going back a few years, said some of the same things when he was chairman of the selection committee. Well, Rob Mullins hasn't been saying any of those things about the OU defense. That's because Alex Grinch has totally transformed this defense. He's got guys, first of all, playing in the right position, but more than that, he's got them playing the right way, in the right frame of mind. This OU defense actually enjoys being out on the field. They actually enjoy having to carry the offense when the offense doesn't score. Remember last year, we kept asking Kyler Murray about carrying the defense. Kyler Murray said several times he actually leaned into the pressure of having to score on every possession because that's the standard around here. Well, think about this. How good would this OU team be with Kyler Murray and that offensive line? But before you answer that, consider for just a second, one of the reasons this OU defense is doing so well is because thanks to Jalen Hurts and thanks to a clearly limited offensive line, Lincoln Riley has slowed down the tempo. He's not trying to get that 90 plays a game. He's not trying to get 15, 16, 17 possessions a game. He has learned as a head coach, young guy as a head coach, that the best way to win games might not necessarily be by outscoring your opponent and defense be damned. He's been very mindful of the challenges that this defense is facing week to week. And with Jalen Hurts and this year's offensive line, Lincoln Riley has become much more deliberate, much more methodical about his play calling. Now, Grinch and the defense gets credit for playing great. There's no doubt about that. Make no mistake. But Lincoln Riley gets credit, too, for taking a more holistic approach to winning college football games. Anyway, here's what Bill Hancock said when I asked him about the committee's impression of Oklahoma playing with an actual defense this year.
You were in the room the past couple of years, past few years, when Jeff would talk about Oklahoma's defense, and Kirby a couple of times talked openly about, yeah, their defense is really struggling. Compare that, contrast it to what Oklahoma has done this year in terms of the discussion in the room. And where, you know, hey, this team's defense is completely different. We now think of them differently.
Yeah, significant difference. Last year was historic offense and a defense with two question marks behind it. And this year it's a darn good offense and a darn good defense. So just a night and day difference in the tenor of the discussion about Oklahoma from this year and last year.
Yeah, can you illustrate? Give us any illustrations for that?
Noticing that how well Oklahoma's defense played really yesterday and discussions about that last night and this morning. And every team's different from year to year.
Mm-hmm. Is there possibility, though, of maybe, I know what you're going to say, but I got to ask it anyway, is there buyer's remorse sometimes when you look at Oklahoma gets in the playoff with a defense that's not very good and they haven't won a game yet, maybe this year you're thinking of them differently in those terms?
There's no buyer's remorse at all. Oklahoma deserved to be there last year, and they deserve the last 2 years, and they deserve to be there this year.
Let's go ahead and dive into Lincoln Riley in the post-game press conference on Saturday afternoon from Jerry World.
That was it's a great battle. You know, it's been a great year for our league. I think a lot of teams in our league have really certainly improved. Obviously, the one we played today has. They're kind of fitting in the way that it came down. You know, it was a heavy hitting game, very physical. A lot like the first game was as far as the physicality. Just proud of our guys, man. These are hard to win. We just brought up in our team meeting there. I mean, you know, we've got several fifth year seniors that are going to leave here with five rings on their finger, man. And the majority of college football players leave and never have one true championship ring. And so. It's been an awesome run. Today's certainly about this group and this team, and we found a lot of ways to win football games. We certainly did it today. Their defense was fantastic, like they've been the majority of this season. You know, big key stops. We were very dominant up front, got constant pressure on whoever was playing quarterback for them as the day unfolded. I'm proud of this team, man. These are hard. You got to appreciate them. You know, a lot of credit to Matt Rule, his staff, that football team over there. We've got a ton of respect for them, the way they play. They've obviously done a tremendous job and was very difficult. Beating them twice, trust me. Each one of them was really, really hard. So very, very good football team over there that deserves a ton of credit.
Yeah, Barry Trammell with the Oklahoma. And Lincoln, it's 4th-and-3, about 47 or so. 2 minutes left, minute and a half, whatever it was. You decided not to go for it. You went punt. What was the reasoning behind deciding to punt there and not go for it?
It was close. I went back and forth, honestly, in my mind a few times. I felt like in the second half we'd start to open up and move the ball well. So I was kind of confident if it got to an overtime period that we would have a chance to score and be able to score. And then how could you not be confident with the way our defense was playing? We did a great job, pinned them down in there, you know, really made it impossible for them to do anything but run clock off. Just confidence in our guys, both sides of the ball. That's our speed D. You know, that's what we are. It's, you know, Coach Grinch said it from day one, and it's spot on. We're an effort-based defense. And to see us make one of the key plays of the game on just great effort by Trey running them down. And then, you know, the defensive line, again, they're relentless all day. And that's the way you got to play. And our guys have bought in. We've done it, you know, early, and it's kind of time here in key moments in games, and we've just gotten better and better as it's went on. So I couldn't be happier with our defense, the way those guys have played, with so much new. Again, we knew it could be done here, and our guys believed it, our coaches believed it, and we've got a pretty good defense here.
Yeah, Lincoln, John Hoover, The Sporting News. Could you describe how you maybe adapted to or rolled with their pressures that they were creating, their quarterback pressures in the first half, how you guys were able to kind of solve that?
Yeah, I mean, we had a few things there at half. There's a couple things schematically we needed to do better. You know, they've got a couple pretty good defensive linemen, you know, and they beat us some in the first half. And then a couple things that I did that didn't put our guys in very good position in the first half. So we came in, we said, look, this is what we're going to do to fix it. I got to be better putting you guys in the right position, and then you guys got to be better winning your individual battles. And we did a much better job there in the second half. We've got a mentally tough football team. Now, that just because you've been mentally tough doesn't mean you're going to in this moment. You still have to do it. And we brought the guys right up as we went to overtime, and I told them this was fitting. This is the way we started fall camp, was red zone work and three straight days of it. And it's fitting that, you know, start fall camp and then finish the, you know, the regular season championship game with kind of that overtime period. And they stuck to it. They did. They absolutely stuck to it. So we had to be very mentally tough again, and this group proved again that it is.
Up next on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we're going to hear more from Jalen Hurts, Alex Grinch, Neville Gallimore, and Kenneth Murray in the postgame press conference. And if you haven't seen this on my YouTube channel already, trust me, this is not something you're going to want to miss. That's next on the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever opportunity arises. If you could benefit from more confidence where it counts, then BlueChew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. BlueChew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. They're made in the USA, and since BlueChew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy, and best of all, there's no more awkwardness. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code, CODE. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code CODE to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. I'm telling you, we got some, what I think is some really great perspective from Jalen Hurts in Saturday's postgame. He got to talking about starting his career as a true freshman, starting at quarterback for Nick Saban at the University of Alabama and winning an SEC championship, and ending his career as a senior, starting at quarterback for Lincoln Riley at the University of Oklahoma and winning a Big 12 championship. It is just an incredible story, and you're going to see it told on SportsCenter and ESPN and national media over the next 3 weeks. And truly, Jalen is a pretty incredible guy as well. And I think that you can tell that he has really become emotionally invested in this team, this program, and even finally this fan base. He loves it here. But I'll let Jalen tell you all about it. And stay tuned for some really meaningful stuff from Neville Gallimore and Kenneth Murray as well. If you think this OU defense has made progress this year, you need to listen to those guys talk about how it all happened.
I was just listening to what Coach was saying, and I'm just thinking, listening to it, and you know, people act like it's supposed to be easy. You know, it's not supposed to be easy. Winning championships is hard. I mean, Coach Riley talked about that every day, every practice when I got here. Emphasized it all the time. So we talk about these situations in the game where it may, we may have momentum or we may not. Regardless, it's not supposed to be easy. We expect it to be that way. And, you know, the mental toughness of this team and how we go about our business every day, just putting the emphasis on focus, energy, passion, kind of the monumental aspects of our team right now. I mean, we embrace it all and we attack.
Jalen, this is going to be your if you guys get there, this is going to be your fourth playoff. Could you describe the difference between the roads to get there? You played everybody in the league in this league. You play Baylor twice. SEC is a different animal. Can you just, you know, compare the two roads?
Well, there's a narrative out there that the SEC is a different animal, but the Big 12 is tough. Has really good teams. I mean, Baylor, they're a really good team, very physical team. I mean, I got a lot of respect for them, so we're going to enjoy it. Like, this is not about me. Talk about me another time. How about these guys up here, two defensive leaders, stepping in, playing well, getting it done for us. CeeDee Lamb coming back after everybody thinks he's gone or something. And I mean, he's a dog. We got great players on this team. We got great coaching. I'm blessed to be where my feet are. I say it all the time. I'm truly blessed to be with these guys. Coach Riley said it on senior night or going to practice one of those days. He said 3 years ago, if you ever thought your senior night would be at Oklahoma, you thought I'd be, you know, kidding. I said, yeah, I never would have. And I told Coach Grinch after this game just how crazy it is. If I would ever thought as a true freshman starting for Coach Saban, winning the SEC championship, going to a national championship, that I would be a Big 12 championship, be a Big 12 champion with the Oklahoma Sooners in 3 years, I thought he was lying too. But God works in mysterious ways, and I'm blessed to be here with these guys.
We had a question on the right side, and then we'll come to the front.
Right, me and Jalen and CD aren't answering another question until I ask these two other guys a question, please.
George Stoya, OU Daily. For Kenneth and Neville, you guys have obviously played really well these last few weeks, at times winning this team games. How satisfying is it to do that in a championship game today? And then a follow-up question to that, what is it about Alex Grinch that has really kind of changed the mentality of this defense in the last year?
I wouldn't say satisfied isn't the word, but I mean, it's just good to see what happens where we got all guys, you know, all sides of the ball, you know, buy into what coaches are telling us. The great thing about this is that, you know, we've played these situations. We've played these games so many times, starting at practice, starting back from, you know, the winter time, fall camp, you name it. So it was just great to see what happens when we decide to just do our job to the best of our abilities and trust the coaching. Having Coach Grinch, you know, instill that in us, you know, I'm not going to say it makes it easy, but, you know what we're fighting for. We know that the expectation that we have for our defensive group is so high that it's nothing for us to not listen to the outside noise. That's not our focus. Our focus is trying to play our best ball, you know, in crunch time situations or whatever the situation may be.
I think it's, you know, a collective effort on defense. You know, I think it's not one guy. I think everybody, you know, is bought in to doing their job. And, you know, we understand that, you know, it's not about anybody individually. You know, it's something that we want as a unit. And, you know, I think, you know, we've done a great job of just buying into that and done a great job of going out there and, you know, executing our job.
We knew what we wanted to accomplish from the get-go. You know, I've been here for a long time, been here since 2015, and, you know, I've been blessed to be a part of, you know, a great team. I'm blessed to see, you know, great players offensively, you know, do amazing things. And, you know, just kind of talking to Kenneth Murray, even talking to Jalen Hurts, you know, and a lot of the older guys in the group, we knew that there had to be a change. You know, obviously it starts with the coaches leading the way, but it really, you know, it starts with us. Just to see kind of, you know, how we worked, you know, how we kind of just put our foot down, and, you know, regardless of the adversity that we're facing, we have a job to do and we still have a statement to make. You know, obviously, you know, a lot of things didn't work out in our favor, what we wanted, but we knew that, you know, this was a stepping stone, and we wanted to be, you know, the starting point for something special. Coach Grinch gave us that opportunity. Coach Grinch gave, you know, our senior, you know, even though it was my last, you know, last season here, but just to see the start of something special, to see how even the young guys, you know, to get everybody bought in, it's tough. You know, to see guys, to have young guys that look up to you, that can truly trust the process and, you know, just understand this is what happens when you believe. This is what happens when you sell out. This is what happens when you don't think or have the what is, just do. You know, just go. Trust your coaches that they're going to put you in the right position. But, you know, trust your ability. That took a lot. It took a lot of us to grow as a team. And I can't even just say defensively, because going to competing against, you know, these guys for so long, you know, our offense, you know, it kind of slows the game down, you know. What we do at practice, I can't speak for any other team, but there's so many situations, there's so many different types of adversities that our coaches casually put us through to prepare us for tough situations that for some would see it as an obstacle, we see it as an opportunity, you know. And that's what we look forward to, you know, that there's never a hill that's too high to climb. As long as I got my brothers, I got my guys with me, you know, I know that when we truly believe and trust the process, you know, good things happen.
That's it for today's show. Locked On Sooners will be back Tuesday. We'll talk Heisman Trophy then. I'll clue you in maybe a little bit of how I might have voted on my ballot that I sent in today. And we'll talk about some other awards as well. Some other guys are up as finalists. We'll also dive into some Sooner basketball and, heck, who knows what else, because, like I said, football season's over. We're going to have to improvise from here on out. The Locked On Sooners podcast is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm John Hoover, and you can follow me on Twitter at John E. Hoover, on Facebook at John E. Hoover Media, on YouTube at John Hoover. Find all my columns, stories, blogs, and more at TheFranchiseOK.com. And don't forget to follow the Locked On Sooners podcast on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. Hit that subscribe button, share your Locked On Sooners podcast with your friends, and I would really love it if you left me a comment or a rating. Thanks for listening. See you guys.